Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus Agriculture Economics and Academic Hall of Famer from Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and welcome to another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture. Today's theme is Points and Perspectives by the Lake, the Ag Vision Summit. One of my most enjoyable venues with Northwest Farm Credit is their Young Beginning Small Farmer Conference known as the Ag Vision Summit. The concept of the conference started on a napkin outlined by Linda Hendrickson, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing and Learning Officer, and myself. We presented the idea to the CEO at the time, Jay Pienick, decades ago. After looking over his glasses, he stated, "Just do it. It better be good." This investment has paid dividends over time and has positioned many young, beginning, and small producers for the future of agriculture. Fast forward 22 years later to a three-day conference at the head of the lake in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho for the 2022 Ag Vision Summit. On the final day of the conference, we ask over 70 attendees to present some of the most notable points and perspectives. The following are some of the responses. Many of the participants were surprised by the large number of farm risk management programs and insurance products available to mitigate financial risk. These programs are particularly important for young and beginning segment of producers whose prime objectives are often profit and growth. For those operating family businesses, a succession plan will happen whether you want it to or not. All family members are not equal in succession planning. In today's economic environment, it is difficult for producers attempting to purchase farms and ranches to afford a buyout. This is particularly true with inflated asset values purchased from family members considering the cash flow and profits in today's environment. This situation often breaks up the farms and ranches into uneconomical units that may be dispersed to investors or growth-oriented producers. When transitioning a business, the longer you wait to start, the fewer options exist. Time is definitely not on your side. The participants indicated that the sessions presented by Northwest Farm Credit's Carl Son, Vice President of Research and Advising on Cash Flow, were invaluable. Cash flow budgets are the foundation to business planning. They require one to think through production plans and integrate them into financial, marketing, operational, and risk management strategies. Cash flows are a great communication tool to utilize with your lenders, suppliers, spouses, and other business partners. The group realized the importance of financial sensitivity analysis in light of extreme volatility in prices, input costs, and interest rates. Ideally, cash flows are monitored on a monthly or quarterly basis and compared to a three-year trend analysis if the history of the business exists. One must have a profit plan. This includes an outline of capital expenditures for upgrades and growth. It's important to prioritize your needs over your wants. The value-added business panel, moderated by Michael Stope, Senior Vice President of Learning, Research, and Experience, had many nuggets. Direct marketing and value-added production are not for everyone. Many of the panelists said they benefited from the quick feedback from their marketing, which allowed them to make adjustments in marketing and in production. They discussed many of the online resources available to build a business plan. The panelists also indicated that a team of advisors can be invaluable for ideas and critical thinking. Return on Relationship, or ROR, is critical to building and retaining a brand. If a business has a ROR culture, then obtaining the Return on Assets, or ROA, or Return on Investment, ROI, will result. Much engagement and learning were observed at the latest Ag Vision Summit at the lake. This conference was a concept from the last century that's fueling young, beginning, and small agriculture producers in Northwest Farm Credit's territory in the 21st century. See ya for another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture.